Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
Hi, I'm Bella Perez Rubio, Puma Podcast, and in this episode of Teka Teka News.
Formal na nating hinimok ang Senado na imbestigahan ang mga kaso ng human trafficking, rape, sexual abuse, at child abuse na inirereklamo ng napakaraming biktima laban kay Apollo Kibuloy, ang leader ng religious group na Kingdom of Jesus Christ.
The Senate Committee on Women is gearing up to investigate the powerful Apollo Kibuloy this January over allegations of abuse made by former members of his megachurch.
Hello po, magandang umaga at magandang araw po sa ating lahat dyan sa Pilipinas. I am Arlene Stone. I am here in Minnesota, USA.
Arlene is one of several witnesses cooperating with the office of Senator Risa Hontiveros, who chairs the Senate panel on women.
Isa po ako sa mga pastoral ni Pastor Apollo C. Kibuloy noong ako po ay nandoon kasama nila. Ang ibig po sabihin ng pastoral, tayo po ay member sa inner circle. I was 15 years old po nung una po ako na-convert kay Kibuloy. At pinasabak po kami, namamalimos po ako doon sa Amoranto. Pinadala po kami from Davao to Manila para mamalimos po. At ang una ko pong natirahan, una po namin natirahan ng aking sister ay Amoranto Coliseum dyan sa Cubao noong 1991 po. At pinapapanggap po kami ng mga pipi at bingi at mga fake na student po. May dala-dala po kaming iba't ibang association para kami po ay lumikom ng pera. Kaya po kami pinapapanggap na bilang estudyante at mga pipi at bingi para kami po ay makakuha ng mga simpatiya sa mga tao at malaki po ang aming remittance. Hanggang kalaunan po ay pinagpatinda po kami ng mga puto at kutsinta dyan sa Manila.
Arlene says she was trafficked all over Mindanao before she was sent to Manila as one of the church's bestsellers.
Kapag kami po ay hindi po makakota at hindi po mabinta ang aming mga paninda, kami po ay may mga punishment. Isa po sa punishment namin ay pinapalo po kami, pinapa-fasting, pinapahiya po sa harapan ng mga workers. At ako po ay nakaranas mismo ng pamamalo galing kay Kibuloy. It was 60 slashes po at ako din po ay nakaranas na babatukan ni Kibuloy. At ako din po ay nakaranas na ipahiya sa harapan ng mga members at workers ni Kibuloy. Bilang pastoral po, ako po ay nagmamasahe ni Kibuloy at sa kanyang mga spiritual wives. At noong una po akong magsalita, in 2019, ako po ay inalok nila na bayaran upang manahimik. I am blessed, kaya hindi ko po tinanggap yun kasi ang importante po sa akin ang mabigyan ng justice ang aking mga kasamahan na sobrang inaboso. It's not just for me, but for my people who were very abused, especially po sa mga minors, no? Ng mga inaboso ni Kibuloy.
Senator Risa Hontiveros says she has proof that these punishments and inappropriate tasks persist within Kibuloy's church.
Marami na ring biktima ang hanggang ngayon ay naglalakas loob na makipag-ugnayan sa amin para magsiwalat ng pagdurak ni Kibuloy ng kanilang dignidad upang maghanap ng hustisya. But this is not easy for many victim survivors. Marami sa kanila balot pa rin sa takot na ihaharas sila, nagugulpihin sila, na papatayin sila. These are very real fears that they are living with. But I hope that through the filed resolution and eventual investigation, they will be empowered to tell their truth and seek justice. Maraming nagbubulungan dyan. Malakas daw si Kibuloy sa gobyerno at mga politiko. Kaya daw nila itong ipagsawalang bahala.
Kibuloy's influence stretches far beyond his congregation. The televangelist is inextricably linked to the Sunshine Media Network International, or SMNI. He also served as a spiritual advisor to former President Rodrigo Duterte while he was in office. Duterte now hosts a show on SMNI. Kibuloy also endorsed the candidacy of President Bongbong Marcos. The debate hosted by SMNI was the only one Marcos attended.
Hindi ako naniniwala dyan. Mas tiwala ako na marami sa gobyerno, lalo na sa Senado, ang gustong mabunyag ang katotohanan at magbigay ng katarungan. I urge the Department of Justice to issue an immigration lookout bulletin order, which they can do motu proprio to prevent Kibuloy from leaving the country. He must not escape accountability.
Recent events have shown that despite the self-professed Son of God's claims, he is not untouchable. There's the standing warrant for his arrest, issued by the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation in 2022, for charges that include sex trafficking, fraud, and cash smuggling. And in December 2023, SMNI, widely known as the televangelist's broadcast arm, was ordered to suspend its operations for a month and is under threat of losing its franchise. Earlier that same year, YouTube terminated his channel. We answer more questions about the upcoming Senate probe when we return.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So what allegations will the Senate Women's Panel be investigating?
Sabi po ni Ms. Arlene, mayroong dalawang sirkulo sa paligid ni Apollo Kibuloy. Yung inner circle, kung saan siya nabilang noon, at yung innermost circle. Ayon po sa mga victim survivors namin, yung mga babae dun sa inner circle ay inoobligang mag-render ng kumbaga support services kay Kibuloy. Paghahanda ng kanyang pagkain, paglilinis o paglalaba ng kanyang mga damit.
Unfortunately, the testimonies get worse.
Sabi nga ni Ms. Arlene, noon pinamamasahe siya kay Kibuloy at sa mga spiritual wives niya. So yan yung mayroong innermost circle pa na tinatawag. At sila daw ay inoobligang magkaroon ng sexual relations kay Kibuloy. Bukod po doon, meron kaming at least isa pang victim survivor, menor de edad, na nagbigay ng testimonya sa amin na pati siya pinarender ng sexual services kay Kibuloy. Massage, pagpapaligo, which are personal enough, paghahanda ng pagkain, paglalaban ng kanyang damit. So, kumbaga, household staff and more than household staff.
According to Senator Hontiveros, it's not just victims who have come forward.
Mayroon pong kumausap din sa opisina ko na mga pastor na may kaalaman tungkol sa paano daw nagpayaman si Kibuloy at paano niya naitatago itong kayamanang ito. Ilan sa mga dagdag na krimen di umano ni Kibuloy at nagpopondo, nagpipinansya sa iba pa niyang mga krimen. Malamang yung pinapalimos niya noon, kina Miss Arlene noon, ay nagfinance pa ng ibang mga krimen niya. So napaka cynical po talaga ng mga operasyon ito.
Despite Kibuloy featuring on the FBI's most wanted list, the Senate probe will mark the first local investigation of him. After Senator Hontiveros asked the Justice Department to issue an immigration lookout order, the DOJ confirmed that it is currently not investigating Kibuloy, making it impossible for the department to order the monitoring of his travel in and out of the country.
At dahil nga patunay dun sa binanggit ko kanina na global ang breadth ng mga krimen at concern tungkol sa mga krimen ni Kibuloy, dahil nga nasa FBI wanted list na siya, hindi masama kung makipag-ugnayan ng DOJ at NBI sa counterpart nila sa US para masigurong hindi makatakas sa kamay ng batas o ng hustisya.
Of course, the Senate investigates in aid of legislation, which means that it will ultimately fall on the executive to decide on filing and pursuing charges against the embattled church leader. But the Senate can recommend charges to the executive, and its findings can be used as the basis for other government agencies to launch inquiries. No date for the probe has been scheduled as of this episode's publishing. Hontiveros was hoping to begin hearings before the Senate went on break last December 2023, but said the probe would be a priority early this 2024.
Mahalagang mensahe lamang ay yung galing sa mga victim survivors mismo na hanggang ngayon, hindi talaga nila tinatanggap at itinatakwil talaga nila yung pagtratong ginawa sa kanila. At gusto talaga nilang humingi ng hustisya sa gobyerno, sa ating lipunan, para sa dinanas nila sa kamay ni Kibuloy. Sa mga ibang taga-miyembro nila o taga-sunod nila, muli ito po ay tungkol sa paglabag sa dignidad at karapatan ng mga victim survivors. At siguro naman lahat ng komunidad ay gusto yung tamang pagrespeto sa dignidad at sa karapatan ng bawat isa.
And that was today's episode of Teka Teka News. Again, I'm Bella Perez Rubio. If you want to learn more about charges Kibuloy faces abroad, look up our previous episode titled U.S. Freezes Kibuloy's Assets and Mulls Extradition Over Serious Rights Abuses. Bidoy Blanco edited this episode. Our executive producer is Jill Caro, and our senior news editor is Veronica Uy. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.